Thanks for downloading Inheritance Tracks. This was first broadcast in 2009, and you can hear more every week on Saturday Live, BBC Radio 4's top live Saturday morning radio live programme, from 9.
Patrick Bartholomew Ahern is better known to us as Bertie Ahern, the man who became the youngest ever Taoiseach of the Republic of Ireland. It might be for his role in the Good Friday Agreement that Bertie Ahern's political career will be clearly remembered. Senator George Mitchell said he was a peacemaker and builder of bridges, but the most skillful, the most devious, the most cunning of them all is how Charles Hockey, the former Fianna Fáil leader, put it. His career has not been without controversy, and although known as the Teflon Taoiseach, some mud over borrowed money has stuck to him. He has two daughters, one married to a Westlife singer and the other a very successful author, and he broke the mould as the first ever high-profile Catholic politician to openly separate from his wife and live with his new partner. It's a colourful old life, and these are Bertie Ahern's Inheritance Tracks.
The song that I inherit is one that the first time I can remember my mother speaking to me was "How Much Is That Doggy in the Window?", recorded by Patty Page back in 1952. I remember my mother feeding me, which I had to be, it was probably 53, I was probably about 2 years of age, so it's the longest memory I have of my late mother.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail.
It was a song that I think when I was still sitting on our knee and still being the baby around the house, I was youngest of six and five survived. It was the song that my mother continued to sing, and I think I was probably four or five and she was still singing it to me.
I must take a trip to California and leave my poor sweetheart alone.
We were a relatively poor family as times went. We lived in North Dublin. My father worked hard and worked long hours. My mother worked in the home. We were never hungry. We were never without clothes, and we were never without being minded and a good education. But there were difficult times in North Dublin. It was high unemployment, high immigration, and not a very strong economy. But for us, all that mattered was, could we play? Were there places to play? Were we safe? My father literally worked across the road from where we lived, so I could spend a lot of time with him at his workplace. He was a farm manager, so we were out on the land. It was a very happy time. Money was the thing that was in short supply, but we didn't know much about it, so it didn't matter.
And the doggie will have a good home.
I got, as a present, way back, the record of events of 1951-52, and as it happened, the only record of the period that was on that was "How Much Is That Doggy in the Window?". So I was absolutely chuffed about that. So for my children, which I don't think they were that enthusiastic about it, but anyway, they had to listen to it one way or the other.
I read in the papers there are robbers with flashlights that shine in the dark.
I think very simply my mother was a very strong personality in our house. She was a very nice person, a calm person, a lovely conversationalist, and she was just one of those people that she was always there for the family, and you couldn't come into the house morning, noon or night that she wasn't there, working in her kitchen, washing, getting us ready for the next occasion. She was one of those people that she was never out, and that song just brings back all that she stood for.
I don't want a bowl of little fishies. He can't take a goldfish for a walk. How much is that doggy in the window?
She died just as I was negotiating the Good Friday Agreement in 98. And I was in between the negotiations and going back to her removal and going back to her funeral. So I'm afraid that the thing that reminds me most about her, which is always the sad bit, but is that song. If I hear it once again, I'd be off again. What would you pass on is a difficult one, because times change, and I think as you reflect back, you'd say, would you want to be passing them on or not? But you have to come down on one, the Cat Stevens song, Father and Son.
It's not time to make a change. Just relax, take it easy. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to know.
There's a conversation between a parent and a child. It's about a parent explaining how good or bad life is, explaining that you have to take the kicks along with the ups, and explaining that this is how it is, and it's about what any parent today would be saying to their child in the future. And I think in the future it'll be the same kind of story, and it's not time to make a change. Just sit down, take it slowly. There's so much you have to go through.
But take your time, think a lot. Why, think of everything you've got, for you will still be here tomorrow.
It's a parent, it's timeless, a parent trying to say to a child, listen, keep the head. There's not many songs that are between a parent and a child.
How can I try to explain? When I do, he turns away again. It's always been the same, same old story.
You have to make time, yet you have to work at it. In my case, because I was separated when the children were young, you have to really go about making sure that you make time and making the most of time. I think I've always felt, because you're separated and you're with your children, you don't lose the time, the value of the time that you're with them. And whether it's your weekends, whether it's holidays, whether it's Christmas period, whether it's birthdays or bringing them away for things, you actually work hard on it. Because when you're not with your children all of the time, you actually think about it and you say, well, what am I going to do? I'm going to use each of these hours. And I did that. And in a busy political career, it was one of the disciplines that I think I managed to do. Best in life, if there's something that's bothering you or something that's down, that you just go off and sort it out, and to have to read about it, or as it was in Ireland 20 years ago, it just became a news story and started replacing what should have been news. I never considered it news, I considered it sad, but you just had to take that on the chin.
Just sit down, take it slowly, you're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to go through.
Then you get people that will actually write about it and give an analysis about it, people that you've never even met and haven't got a clue what you're thinking or what your kids are thinking. You know yourself when it's personal that you tend to hit you a bit harder than it would if it's just a political attack.
All the times that I've cried, keeping all the things I knew inside, it's hard, but it's harder to ignore.
We all make mistakes in life, but you do gain a lot of knowledge and you do gain a lot of experience, and you can reflect on your own life and give a balanced view. And I think that's a good thing in this song. I think, you know, that's the way it works.
I know I have to go.
You've been listening to Inheritance Tracks from Saturday Live. There are many more to treasure and enjoy on the BBC Radio 4 website, where you can also download Desert Island Discs.